This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at Luke chapter number 2. It says in verse number 11, the angel made this statement, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You see, Christmas is more than just a holiday. It marks the first coming of Christ, the Messiah, Lord and Savior, producing a holy work that is lasting in the lives of all who believe. When Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain," that is reality to all that believe. For he changes the life of the sinner. When one confesses his sin and places faith in the Savior, there is a change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, the Bible says he is a new creature. The old way of life passes away. Behold, all things become new. Well, Genesis 3:15, we have the first mention of the birth of Christ. You may not realize this, but when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God at that point in time looked forward and said, the Messiah, Redeemer, will come. And so from that very point and time, all who believed looked forward to the coming of that promise of the Messiah. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. When it says her seed, only place in the Bible that speaks of a woman's seed. For it's, you know, this is the virgin birth. So it's being announced. Well, understand, it shall bruise thy head. Well, her seed, the Messiah, the Christ, bruised the head of the serpent, the devil. God makes a statement. When Jesus comes, he will bruise the head of the serpent, the devil. Hebrews 2:14, Paul reveals exactly what that means. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, that's Christ, also himself likewise took part of the same. For he is the second person of the Godhead, came to this earth to be born of a virgin. God manifested himself in the flesh, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And so the devil was the author of sin and its consequences. Satan acquired over man the power of death by man's sin. That's Adam's sin. Jesus, by dying, had victory over death. The Bible says, "For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the living and the dead." And so we get into the promise. The promise of the Messiah and Redeemer. Well, we go a little bit further in the Old Testament. You'll find the promise made to Abraham through the Abrahamic covenant. And God says to Abraham, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." He's talking about the Messiah. He's talking about the Savior, the Redeemer. Well, in Galatians 3, verse number 8, the New Testament, once again, we have an answer revealing what the fulfillment of that promise looks like to Abraham. Well, Galatians 3, verse number 8, "And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed." So there it is. So understand, God would justify the heathen through faith. By the way, when I say heathen, don't be offended. If you're still in your sins, you're a heathen. The thief, crying out to Jesus, said, "Lord, I'm getting what I deserve. Lord, I'm nothing more but a sinner." And then he turned to Jesus, and he didn't call him Jesus, he called him Lord. He said, "Lord, would you remember me?" And what did Jesus say? "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Well, God will save the heathen through faith. "In thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." So if you read a little bit further on in Galatians 3, you'll find verse 13. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." And so all are guilty of sin. The law condemns. The law finds all guilty. I don't care who you are. You stand today, you look in the Bible, you're going to find that you are a sinner. Sinners can't go to heaven. Sin must be, yes, paid for. There's only one that can pay for your sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness of sin. And so here, all are guilty of sin. All are under the curse of the law. The curse of the law is death. The wages of sin is death. There is a death of the soul, which comes by sin, which lies in an alienation from God. And there is an eternal death, the just wages of sin, which lies in a separation of the soul and the body from God. So without the Savior, there's no eternal life. Without the Savior, there's a second death and a lake of fire and judgment that precedes it. And so Jesus came to save sinners. And so Isaiah, we move through the Old Testament. Isn't it interesting that we look in concerning Adam and Eve in the garden and Abraham back in Genesis 12, now we're in Isaiah. And all point to the coming of the Savior. It doesn't point to a religion. It doesn't point to rituals. It does not point to traditions. It points to the Savior. Isaiah speaks of the virgin birth. He says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And so when Isaiah said in Isaiah 9, verse number 6, "For unto us a child is born," he's talking about the virgin birth. And he says, "Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." Well, Matthew 1:23 says the same thing. You know, in the New Testament, if you go back and forth, you'll find that you can find the answers in the scripture. Well, the birth of Christ, Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. You see, the second person of the Godhead, God the Son, left the splendors of heaven to be born of a virgin. God manifested himself in the flesh. The Bible says, "Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." And so here you have the virgin birth. But you see, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus Christ is man. Well, he was God. He's always been and always shall be the second person of the Godhead. But at the virgin birth, he took on the form of flesh. The Bible says he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And so, Isaiah says in Isaiah 9, 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, showing the fact that he is God and man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So today, understand who Jesus is. He's more than a religious leader. He's more than a denomination. He's Messiah. He's the Christ. He's Lord and Savior. You cannot enter heaven without knowing him as personal Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The thief, yes, he had it right. He looked to Jesus and he said, yes, I know what the law says about me. I'm guilty. Lord, I'm coming to you. Forgive me. Lord, save me. And Jesus did. And so today, this amazing truth that you should know if you're going to celebrate Christmas, I hope you know him today as your Lord and Savior. We'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.